And welcome into the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Chris Bleck, on loan from Bleck and Abdallah, is with us in for Cap. I'm Jonathan Hood. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show live. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going on Twitch, brought to you by DraftKings. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you, and then it's Mike Greenberg at 10. It'll be Carmen Yurko at 12, Wallen Sylvia 2. It'll be Tyler and Meller in for Bleck and Abdallah from 6 to 8, then right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So for those that don't know, Chris, because our audience is always expanding, and I think a lot of our new listeners are always learning something different about all of us.
Sure.
You know, in your family for generations, you've had Bears tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, you know, more times than not, you've seen a losing product on the field. And here we are with a Bears team that's 3-8. I think that we need to point out that, you know, there's an opportunity. And again, Chris and I are waiting for the news, whether it's going to be today or tomorrow, regarding Justin Fields and whether or not Justin Fields is going to play against the Jets or at all this season. But you have a decision yourself to make. Like, if Justin Fields is not out there moving forward, will you go to the game? Is it worth going to the game knowing that number one's not playing?
Oh, I can't wait to go to that Packers game in 2 weeks. It'll probably be cold. Very cold. And then we have a backloaded schedule in December for the Bears at home at Soldier Field. You have the Eagles, the Bills, and the Vikings. Three games, in two in December, and then one the first week or so of January. Cold weather situations. If Justin Fields is not playing, I would imagine a lot of people will not want to be there. I would be one of them.
How about Pat Bleck?
He'll want to go, I'm sure.
He'll go.
But for him, the best part of the day is the tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
He is all about the tailgate. He has the whole setup ready to go. We park. The grill is out within seconds. There's meat on the grill. There's a beer in your hand. That's the highlight of the day. So that will be fun. But the other parts, if you're playing Philly and Buffalo, two of the best teams in the NFL, without Justin Fields, that's not going to be fun. No. And I think Shay brought up a great point earlier today when he asked us, will we watch this weekend, Jets and Bears, if both teams are playing their backup quarterbacks? I mean, there's a strong possibility that Justin Fields does not play this week. I know Ian Rappaport last night on the NFL Network, he reported that Fields has a dislocated shoulder, per sources. And then Pro Football Talk refuted that statement, saying that that's not the case. So, like you said, Jonathan, we will find out in the next 24 hours what the situation is. We may not have a full picture, but we'll certainly find out the timetable on whether or not Fields will play this weekend. And if Fields isn't playing this weekend, the Bears on the road against the Jets, mm-hmm. You and me, we love football. We love the NFL.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough game to watch if Justin Fields is not in action.
You know, here's something that we don't do, and because of how football crazy I think all of us are in this city, we're always focused on Justin Fields, and rightfully so, because we have not seen a franchise difference-making quarterback here for some all their lives, you know, and we haven't seen someone that could be in the position and can really capture the imagination of the city and lead the Bears to a Super Bowl. We've never seen that. But, you know, the same thing could be said about Brisker and Gordon as far as the secondary. Right? Same thing can be said about Braxton Jones. This draft class, I'm keeping my eyes on when it comes to polls, because I want to know who's going to spin out of this draft class right now and be able to pay dividends for the Bears in, say, 3 to 5 years. I mean, I think it's fair to judge a draft in year two or year three, and it tells you exactly what you have. But when we look at Justin as a young quarterback, yeah, that's number one. But I'm also looking at some of these other guys, too. Like, if Justin's not there, yeah, I'm watching Brisker and Gordon, but it's not as sexy as looking at whether or not the offense can actually help win one of these games out of nowhere.
Yeah, and, you know, with the rookies, I think most people would grade your two defensive players pretty well. Yeah. I know at times Kyler Gordon has looked a step slow, lost in coverage, and then other times he's looked really nice. Same with Brisker. Brisker has had some big hits, a good interception against the Patriots. I also, sitting in the stadium, have seen him completely blow coverage and just be completely lost on defense against the Dolphins, the Lions in multiple passing situations. So there's a lot of growth there that needs to happen with both players, and you would ideally have both of them in the mix for the long term as far as the stability of the defense turning into something. I think that's where another piece of this conversation goes to, is Matt Eberflus is a defensive-minded head coach, mm-hmm. yet he is consistently getting nothing out of this defense. And I get that they have less talent defensively because they trade away Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn mid-season, but usually defensive-minded guys are able to scheme a little something together to at least limit the bleeding, right? Like, I feel like that's not taking place with this defense. This defense continues to get worse each and every week, and that's certainly a surprise to me, the way this season has kind of played out.
Well, let's take a look at the depth chart, because you know me, I always look at the depth chart. I always look at the pillars. You know, how do you hold up a table? Well, it's with four legs. So you got to find four guys that you know that you can depend on. I say two on offense, two on defense to start, and then you start building from there. And so when I look at the Bears, and I always have this depth chart up every morning, even if we're not talking Bears, I just have it up because I always look at it and just try to determine, Chris, like, you know, okay, who is going to spin out of here and be a star? Of course, you know, we talked about Jack Sanborn. Jack Sanborn a lot on the show, because I'm hoping that this kid from Lake Zurich can be able to be a great story and be able to be a difference maker for this team. But I look at this depth chart.
You guys claimed him, right? He's the Cap and Jay Hood guest?
No, we did not claim. I can't speak for Cap. I did not. No. I just think it's a great bit that Sanborn is from Lake Zurich and he could be like this All-American. So
Cap did plant his flag.
Okay.
My flag!
There was an or else to you, right, Shay? I was listening. There was an or else.
It wasn't really an or else.
I thought I heard an or else.
Yeah, it felt like an or else.
I think Sylvie played audio of an or else that he said.
They better not get him. I'm planting my
flag. Shay, you better book him or else.
Now, Shay, let me ask you a question. Did I plant my flag?
I don't recall you planting your flag, Hoodie,
okay,
no.
Okay.
You know what I think? We got him as a team. We planted our flag on Jack Sanborn as a team.
Was he on?
I thought he was on with Waddle and Sylvie. Was he not?
I don't know. I don't know. And if he comes on the station, I don't care what show it's on. Oh, hopefully Chauncey gets him. It doesn't matter to me. I just
think that he could be Chauncey and Jack Sanborn.
So, Jack.
So, Lake Zurich, good fishing? I mean, that's what I want. I don't care what show he goes on.
Hey, nobody takes football more seriously than Chauncey.
Well, I understand that. I know he's a expert on your show. Says a lot. But I just think that you have to look at him as a potential star. And so when I look at this depth chart, I'm saying hopefully Jack Sanborn could be a guy. But when you look at the rest of these guys, Chris, is it in front of you? Like outside the mm-hmm. secondary, Travis Gibson a guy in the next 3 to 5 years?
He hasn't Blackson. Done a lot as of late.
Justin Jones?
I mean, Justin Jones has made some nice plays. Is he the end-all be-all for this defense? Probably not. You need an improvement there. I mean, it's obvious that the defensive line is where I would spend some cash this offseason if I'm Ryan Poles. You know, like, we're watching games at the end of games especially, but you watch, like, the Cowboys. You watched last night with the 49ers. If you have a front four that can get to the quarterback, basically once you get a lead, you're almost unbeatable. And we even saw it in the Steelers-Bengals game. You know, the Steelers hung around, but at the end, it wasn't this, you know, it was the ends getting to pick it to why the Steelers couldn't move the football. That's certainly what the Bears need to upgrade 100% in the offseason. The ability to get to the quarterback. It is been bad that they haven't been able to get there. Even when Robert Quinn was in the mix, he wasn't getting to the quarterback.
By the way, I'm not a flag planter. I've never have been.
Yeah, neither have I. I mean, listen, Black and Abdallah Knights, 6-8. We just watch and laugh. I just enjoyed it. I just think it was funny that you guys were all fighting over Sanborn.
Who's you all? Well, I love how you look at me.
Who wouldn't want to fight over Sanborn?
Shows were fighting.
No,
they were back and forth.
No, it's funny.
You didn't participate. Your partner did, though.
And neither did Waddle. I love this. I love how we're good karma, but Disney keeps seeping into the conversation. That we're past that. Apparently not. I love Jack Sanborn, all American. Look at him. Chris, look at him.
Look how great.
Look, oh, Jack Sanborn.
How many tackles? How many tackles did he get? Let's see. 9 tackles against the Falcons. 8 solo jobs.
Excuse me?
He had 8 solo tackles.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Well, I think we had, Hoodie, I think if you recall, we had Eberflus talking about how Sanborn squirts all around the field, too.
The old solo job with Sanborn.
I love a good solo job.
Yeah, 8 pardon. Solos.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that, you know.
And the 1 quarterback hit.
Ah, Jack Sanborn. I can't not wait next year. We're going to have the Jack Sanborn show. Jack Sanborn! Yay! We're live at the Gale Street Inn back after this. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. The Jack Sanborn show. It's going to be great.
And I agree. North side at every show with a lawn chair.
Yeah. It's great. I love it.
It's going to be great. I just love the idea that he could be something, man, because for God's sakes, it's Justin Fields and everything else. I just want another story to spin out of this team, out of this depth chart I'm looking at right now. That's what I want. That would be great. So Chris and I are asking you this question, Bears fans. 312-332-ESBears, our phone number. I'm not a flag planter. I don't do that.
We got that down, yeah.
Yeah, but nonetheless, so as we talk about Chris is a season ticket holder. And there's a possibility with Justin Fields not playing, will you be watching? If he won't play, will you continue to watch the Bears? And what are you watching for? So that's our question on the table for you, the Bears fan. 312-332-ESPN. And I'll tell you why this is an interesting question coming up next. But again, Fields, if he doesn't play, will you continue to watch? And what are you watching for? Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Basketball U. That's right, with Tyler Aki. You need your college basketball fix. Tyler Aki's got it set for you. Just go to the ESPN Chicago app. You're a college basketball fan. Click that. Boom. You're right in there to Basketball U. Chris Bleck is in for Cap. I am Jay Hood on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Still to come, we'll go through worst weekends. Chris, we do worst weekends on Tuesdays because obviously we are booked on Mondays.
Sure.
For Bears Monday.
A lot of Bears content. I get it. I've got something for you from the weekend, no doubt.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, well, why not? We have stuff to talk about. We saw a lot of great football over the weekend.
All right. So we'll have Worst Weekends coming up at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000. But Chris and I are talking to you about the Bears. I mean, so if Justin does not play, will you watch? Now, Chris is a season ticket holder, and he's trying not to be lured into going.
Well, I know right now I'm going to be going. I'm just saying I'm hoping the weather will be nice enough that it's not miserable. Because that would be bad. Could you imagine Buffalo comes to town, they bring some snow with them, maybe like temps in the teens? That would be a miserable day.
This turns into Bulls post Jordan, all right? You know, you're going to see the stars of the other team. You're going to see Josh Allen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what it is. Eagles, you know, that's Packers, Lions, that's tough. But I mean, it's what you expected. And look, I feel like listening to your show weeknights at 6. I feel when I listen to you like the Bears pull the rug out from underneath you. And tell me if I'm wrong about that, because I feel that you were pretty headstrong about the Bears feeling like, hey, you know what? Because of this NFL and because in the middle section of this schedule, the Bears should be able to win some of these games and whatever happens in the playoffs happens. But I think that they pulled the rug out from under you before you knew it. All of a sudden, the talent's gone and it's like Will Smith in the middle of his living room saying, where'd everybody go at the end of Fresh Prince?
Well, I think the thing to me that I find annoying is that some of the things that I thought would be improved aren't necessarily being improved upon this year, namely the defense. Schematically, and then also the penalties. I thought this team would clean all of that up, but we've seen at times a part of why this team has struggled to win some of these games is the amount of penalties, the holding calls, the unnecessary penalties that have piled upon the Chicago Bears against the Lions, a team that you should beat.
Right.
But penalties get in the way. I always point that back to the head coach. And I get it. It's an improvement from what we saw from Matt Nagy. But I do think we have to question some of the decisions that have been made, some of the lack of the ability to play a clean game from the Chicago Bears, some bad turnovers and bad situations. You got pointed back to Eberflus. I'm not saying that he needs to be fired. I'm just saying that I expected this team to be a little bit better. Headstrong, per se, I would say it was a strong opinion based on the concept that most teams in the NFL are about the same, and teams with a new head coach usually get a bump. And so I would have expected some of those improvements to pay off in wins. But this team has proved me wrong all season long. They continue to find ways to lose games that they're in with a quarterback who's improving, where they had a chance to win, they're scoring points, but yet they find a way to lose each and every week. And the fact that they're 3-8, I think is it's very surprising to me, because I get it. They don't have as much talent as some. They have enough to win, though.
Keep getting those draft picks. So, you know, they're just as fortunate, they are as lucky as those scratch-off tickets at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Just keep going and keep losing, Chris, because you got to have those draft picks. I mean, that's what people want.
That's all anyone cares about in sports now.
They just want them to continue to lose so you get that top draft pick. And again, I'm not saying that the Bears will fail in that, but it is a 50-50 proposition.
It is. And the moment you can't win a championship, people root for May. Okay, I can't win a championship, so let's think about the draft. What about the game this week? Is there any way you can beat the Jets? Any way possible?
Yeah. Yeah, you can, especially if they're that poured offensively again this upcoming Sunday. But again, you know, that there is a line of demarcation. There's a difference between how players look at this and how coaches and the front office look at it. Players want to win every game. They want to win every game.
Yeah.
I can't say the same for Eberflus and Poles, because I think they see the bigger picture. They see the picture of, you know what, we're going to struggle this year because it's an evaluation year. And I think that from what I'm hearing from your shows this season, you're not in this for the evaluation. You're in this to try to figure out how to win games.
Well, I mean, Ryan Poles has said it publicly that he's upset when they lose games. So, like, that's coming from the GM.
No, he's not.
He's saying the standard is a standard that he wants them to play to. And when they don't meet it, he's upset. He said that publicly. So, like, I don't think that it's I don't think House Hall that they're just saying, it doesn't matter, we have some draft picks. I think they do care, and I think that they would like improvement upon what they saw last year. I get it. I listen to the show. They have less talent than everyone else. I've heard it. But my original point is back to this idea that in five games, you could easily see a way the Bears could have won at least three, if not two.
Yeah.
And that's a totally different situation than sitting here with three wins after 11 weeks. I just think that this team continues to prove that they are way worse than expected to be. And it's surprising to me that they found those ways to lose in games that they could have won. Let's talk to the people. Here's Matt in Streamwood on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Black and Hoodie, thanks for taking my phone call.
What's up, Matt?
I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, man.
Same to you and your family.
I want to ask you guys, wouldn't it be best? I mean, I understand Justin is hurt, and I wonder, Black and Hoodie, like during that game when he was trying to sidearm and he hit the helmet twice. I mean, is it something? Is he just fatigued, or is it just that he thinks he could do? Is that something that Getsy is just seeing, and that's why he's not trusting him in the fourth quarter? And maybe would it be best for Getsy to try to see what Trevor Siemian has regarding his passing game? Because I'm just getting worried that all the receivers and tight ends are getting two or three targets, and that's just not enough to know what the system is in the passing game. And there is no threat in that fourth quarter for a passing game to win the game.
Well, let's look at it like this. And, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. So, Chris, you remember the Detroit game on the line, fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
So the running lanes were closed by Hutchinson and others late in that fourth quarter, where Justin could not run. And so he tried to be a pocket passer, and you saw how that worked out. I mean, it was just brutal. Was there a drop pass? Was that the game where Brown could have caught the pass and he dropped it?
Fourth down. Yep.
Fourth down. Okay, so he tried to be a pocket passer. It didn't work out. So now on Sunday against Atlanta, now he says, okay, fourth quarter, same situation. I'm going to try to run. In either instance, it failed. So at some point, there has to be some kind of middle ground from Getsy and the offensive staff to say, if we're in this situation again, one score game or within, you know, shouting distance, we got to find a way to be able to win these games. That's what players want. I know that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you in that assessment. Absolutely. Tony and Wilmette, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch because if I only watched the Bears when they had a good quarterback, I'd never watch the Bears at all. I mean,
right.
Did you guys watch Jonathan Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
Rick Meyer. Mike Glennon. So Mike Glennon. If I only watched when we had a good quarterback, I'd never watch.
Yeah, so, good point.
You know, it's like this is sort of what we're used to. So, I don't know. I mean, I agree with what you guys said, that there were a lot of close games that we should have won. And, you know, we didn't for a lot of different reasons. We got rid of guys that maybe we shouldn't have. I still don't understand why we got rid of Jeff Daniels. I mean, we don't need a guard.
Jeff Daniels? Which
yeah,
Daniels?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, what? We didn't need a guard. So, you know, I struggle with some of the decisions they made. I mean, if we had kept Quinn and Roquan, maybe we would have won a couple of games. It's a win league. It's a win now league. You know, we had a flash in the pan quarterback who defenses are figuring out. You know, maybe
Fields
we
is flash in the pan
in the playoffs this year.
Oh,
did you call Fields a flash in the pan? I think he did.
No. I'm saying he's out. No, what I'm saying is that he caught the league by surprise. And when you catch the league by surprise, you can win. Now defenses are figuring him out and figuring a way to stop him. And maybe we had a chance this year, but we gutted the team. But my point is very simple. I'm going to watch because I watch bad quarterback play. I mean, that's the Bears' tradition.
Okay, gotcha. We appreciate the
cell phone
call.
For the call, Tony.
I remembered my point now, Chris.
Yeah.
I remember the point I was going to make before the break.
Sure.
God, I was due for a point. You know what I was going to say is that if you don't watch the Bears when Justin Fields isn't playing, then are you a Bears fan? Because, you know, there's Jordan fans and there's Bulls fans. You know, there's a difference, right? And what you just watch for the highlights, you just watch for Jordan, and it wasn't really a Bulls fan. You just rooted for Jordan because he's on the Bulls. Well, same thing here with Fields. If you're just watching the Bears just based on Justin Fields and not paying attention to the other rookies, the other part of the team, then are you a Justin guy? Are you a Justin stan? Or are you a Bears stan? I mean, to me, yes, he's the most important player on this football team. His development and his success, I think, is predicated on the future of this Bears team. But I'm also interested in the other parts.
Well, my answer would be, are they tanking then the rest of the season? If Fields doesn't play, you get six games. Right now, the Bears would be the third draft pick overall.
Well, brother, when we saw St. Brown and when we saw Marcet, I knew that they weren't trying to win anyway. Look at the offensive line and the weapons. I mean, to me, they didn't look like
they're
trying to
win. But you're watching for improvement from the quarterback and the offense. I think there will be a different feel to it. If Fields doesn't play and they're this bad, then it feels very tanky. It feels as if this team is intentionally then. And I know it wouldn't be necessarily intentionally for the first couple of weeks, but say Fields could be back in 3 weeks and they say, we're just shutting him down because we don't want him to get hurt again. That's basically telling the fan base, we're tanking out the final six games so then we can improve our draft stock. That's what's taking place there if that's the case. If Fields could play but they choose not to play him, then the Bears are just tanking. And at that point, I'm not interested in it.
Right.
I'm interested, like, here's the thing. If Fields is injured and can't play, but they're trying to win games, I'm there. I'm going to watch. I'm interested. But if they're telling you that they're not trying to win and they're not going to play their quarterback, that to me is just a give up on the season. Then I understand why Bears fans would turn away from it.
Yeah. But you're going to go because the tailgate is sweet.
Oh, yeah, of course. Steak sandwiches, chicken wings. It's
Pat
great.
Pat Black will not be happy if you don't show up
at
the tailgate.
Yeah, of course.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to the game. Yeah, listen, it's Gleason. He's good.
It's Gleason.
He's going to listen to
What about Miller and Miller? Oh, Gleason.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. I tried.
Does he know things will start changing here possibly next season?
Yes.
Is he aware?
He's very aware. He came out to our party at Dave & Buster's. He was there. He's very aware.
I just want to make sure he's aware.
Yes, he's aware.
Did you Just a one quick sidebar. Brought to Aiken Law. 3126 million. Sign my ball.
Sign the ball.
Is he aware that Ron Gleason's retiring? Did you tell him that?
I don't think we've had that conversation. No.
I want you to talk to him on Thanksgiving about that. Just you know, like mid meal. You gotta let you in on. And he's gonna look up with those glasses. He's gonna say what? And you're gonna tell him, you know, Ron Gleason's retiring. I think that will spoil the whole meal.
The gravy's gonna get knocked over.
Where's my pre and post game guy? This is ridiculous. He won't be happy with that. I'm going to retire. Sorry, Pat Black. So long. I think that's what's going to happen. He won't be happy with that. We got worst weekends coming up. 312-332-3776. Also coming up this half hour, an opportunity for you to go to AEW. Yes, they're in town for Dynamite and Rampage. We got two tickets to give away at 9:50 on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma.
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet.
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Of course, we're busy on Mondays with Bears Mondays, so we don't get a chance to get to worst weekends until Tuesday. And by the way, I love our open for worst weekend, Shay, because we hear Bob Costas just, you know, saying a lot of words and not saying anything. Well. You know, Shay has a great story. I wish that Shay could just one day just reveal some words that were written by Bob Costas to a producer. So good.
Oh, to Shay or to
not
someone
to
he knows?
No, to someone we all know.
Oh,
Shay,
okay.
can you roll that out one day?
I could roll it out right now since we're talking about it.
Why not?
I do. It's right in front of me.
No kidding.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Chris, you're going to love this. I want you to hear. You know, people have been criticizing and awful announcing in other places that Bob Costas is verbose and just like, you know, a lot of flowery words, you know, when you're just calling a baseball game.
Sure.
All I want to know is two balls, two strikes, but he's giving us – you know, all this extra stuff.
And yeah, he's giving you the background to World War II.
And the umpire towering. You see now, Aaron Judge stands 6'6", and the umpire, a spectator like the rest of us, stands just 1 inch shorter than Aaron Judge as he is behind the plate to call balls and strikes here in the fifth game of the American League Division Series in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, it's like, just tell us what's going on, man.
I mean, him and Ron Darling sitting side by side in those broadcasts is as if it was like two people on a plane that were stuck talking to one another. They didn't want to, but Darling couldn't move to another seat. So, all right, Shay, please roll this out.
That's when you put the headphones in and then you pretend like you're listening to something, but you're not really listening to something. I do that trick on the train all the time.
I do that weekday mornings at 7 with Cap. Go ahead. What do we have here, pal?
So I hope I'm not violating any confidence. And I just want to read this because it's outrageous. Someone we all know invited Bob onto a podcast, and Bob declined.
Okay.
Now, the way he declined, he doesn't just say no. He says, "This is Bob. I appreciate the invitation. Here is my feeling. It seems everyone has a podcast. I have done 10 times as many of them as I have ever listened to, and there is an increasing downside. No matter the actual content, no matter how well you perform your role, no matter the tone and context of what I say, there is a strong likelihood, bordering on a certainty, that it is picked up somewhere else with a clickbait headline and a distorted out-of-context and, given the quality of many websites, illiterate rendering of whatever it was I said. Apparently, for some, I moved the needle, and that needle has to point toward heat rather than light. It's a minefield I have decided to avoid as much as I can. I've always tried to fulfill requests such as yours, but now the sheer number of requests coupled with the jeopardy I have described has led me to respectfully decline almost all such requests going forward. Thank you for understanding. Best, BC.
Someone teach this guy active voice. My goodness.
I don't know what the problem is. Everything he said was right.
He's right, but why can't you just go, I'm busy, man, sorry.
Everyone has a podcast, and it's just content for content's sake, and it goes into the abyss, and it doesn't matter. I totally agree with Casas in this.
Okay, well, first of all, he could have just said no. You don't have to write chapter and verse. I mean, there's no reason for that.
I mean, think that's a nicer way of saying no than just saying no.
It's condescending. That's exactly what it is. Like, you don't have to give me 8 paragraphs on why you're going to say no.
It's showing off that he's very smart. I think that's what it does.
We already know that. We know that he's the broadcaster didn't say
I think that's a very nice way of saying no.
No.
Well, yeah, then, Hoodie, it's condescending, but it's also exhausting. I feel like I need to take a nap after
it. It took me 2 minutes to read it.
It wasn't for you guys. It was for the person who asked.
Sorry, I'm busy. I can't do it. I don't really see the value in podcasts. Can't do it. We're good. That's it. That's all needs to be said.
He wasn't wrong. I'm sure he gets asked to come on every person's podcast all over the country. I'm sure it happens. It happens. I don't disagree with him.
Well, let me see your phone when you turn down a podcast. Let me see what you say.
Chris Black.
No,
yeah, pretty much. It's Black, of course. So it's gonna
be curt,
and it's
that's
not
be the case.
It's like, I don't have time. See ya.
No, that's not the case. But you do get requests, do you not? I'm sure you get requests, right, Jonathan?
I do.
Now, are each and every one of those podcast requests impactful? Now, you and I are not making news like Costas does.
Right.
But, like, I understand his point.
Not like that, though.
Like here's what he's also saying. The thing with a podcast is it's not like radio. We have an amount of time which we will talk to someone, and then we go to the next thing. A podcast, you're basically trapped. You say yes, and you log on, and then they start talking to you. In 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours later, you're still hosting their podcast for them.
Well,
is that not something that happens?
It depends. I mean, if you're me and KG, you will set parameters.
Yeah, right, right. But you work in radio.
Yeah.
But no, Costas led off with every person has a podcast now, and every person does think that like a podcast is an hour and a half of having someone on their podcast.
Well, hold on a second. He's a smart guy. He can't say, I only got 10 minutes. I mean, he can't say that. I mean, he can. I mean, so I just think it's funny the amount of words where pretty much it was a Dear John letter to that guy. That's why I think it's funny.
He might as well have been a guest in the amount of time it took to write the reply.
That is true. That is true.
Go ahead. I know we got to get to worst weekends, but I want to point that out, Chris, because that's just hilarious to me. I mean, just say no instead of just going on with chapter and verse. For God's sake, did he read that from a prompter? My God. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we have short on time, so I'll keep this short and sweet. The Vikings are in worst weekends, not only for losing by 37 to the Dallas Cowboys, but also because it was their first home game since Salute to Service, so they had their Salute to Service Day in Minnesota. They asked fans to send in photos of veterans or people who are active military that they knew so they could put them on the scoreboard as part of the Salute to Service. One fan sent them a photo of Johnny Sins, adult film star, dressed in all camo in a fake military outfit with an nice message. Johnny Sins got put up on the scoreboard at halftime in Minnesota.
I mean, they're good job by the research there, Skull. Hey, good research, Skull. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Clip and post. That's all that was.
All right. What else was bad?
My wisdom teeth extraction was extremely bad.
Oh, yes.
So I have to tell you, they kept me awake. Now, this was something I'd heard of, but I wasn't ready to experience. I was anticipating getting put under. So I got in and I asked if they were going to knock me out. He goes, oh, no, we don't do it that way. It's all local anesthesia. I just take them out right here. Quick and easy. It'll take 20 minutes. It took 2 hours. Apparently, I have...
Was Costas doing it?
Maybe. Apparently, I have the densest bone structure this dentist has ever seen.
Ever.
He couldn't get the wisdom tooth out for an hour.
Oh, no.
The bottom right one. So before he takes out the bottom left, he goes, I'm going to give you a 15-minute break and re-anesthetize. I don't want to torture you. After spending an hour while I'm awake taking out one wisdom tooth. Now, today, I get to go back because 6 days later, it still hurts. This quack should have knocked me out.
Whoa. Holy mackerel.
Whoa.
My God, man.
So you won't be reading his reads anytime soon, I'm guessing?
I won't name the establishment or the man. I'm sure he's a nice man. I'm just frustrated with the way this went.
He's a nice man, but he's a quack.
No question. I mean, I think you knew it had to be a problem, Shay, when you go in there and he's got wrenches. He doesn't actually have tools.
Dude, what he was using was like, honestly, it was like brown handle screwdrivers. It was nuts.
Yes.
And then he's in my mouth and he's going, you're going to hear a snap and then you're going to feel some pressure. I'm like, can you please just knock me out?
Let me ask this question. You were awake, so you were hearing the grinding.
Correct.
And the...
Yep.
Oh.
I was hearing the cutting. I was hearing the snapping of the tooth. I'm feeling the pressure going. It was like torture. And then he goes, after he gets the first one done, he goes, I think that's the most difficult wisdom tooth I've ever removed, but you did a great job. We really had to beat you up to take that one out.
Oh, my God.
Why would you say that to me?
Oh, my God.
He's a quack.
I mean, getting an Allen wrench to take that thing out is not good. All right, so we got two more we want to give you for worst weekends. And don't forget also the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day and two more tickets for AEW, all part of our next segment. We got to be fast on ESPN 1000.
Listening to Cap and J-Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and J-Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are back in AEW, and we're giving away tickets. Caller 4, regular line 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. You want to see AEW tomorrow night at the Wintrust Arena, downtown Chicago? We've got your hookup for you here on the program. And don't forget, we've got Good Karma Wrestling. We'll have a special show. It's going to be on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN without Chicago. Tune in at 9 o'clock. Not only are we giving away tickets for AEW, Chris, but also we have a show about what's happening at Wintrust at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So we're going to have fun on Good Karma Wrestling on our Twitch channel.
Where can I find that? Tomorrow
Twitch,
night?
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
We'll be on the 9 o'clock. We'll be on the ESPN 1000 Twitter account as well, because I know you guys post the live show right there as well.
We will. It'll be at ESPN 1000 on Twitter as well. So it's a special show because our brother don't work Thanksgiving anymore. So that's why we're doing this.
Beautiful.
So we got two more, and then we'll put it up on at ESPN 1000 as far as worst weekends. You can make your selection.
Okay.
All right. So, Shay, we got two more. What else do we have left?
All right, so this guy, I got to double check what town it happened in, but he got in a fight with his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And he decided that to prove a point to her, he was going to rob a bank. So this is in the Western District of Missouri. It's Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri.
He pled guilty to bank robbery after this weekend. What happened was he got into an argument with his lover, and to prove a point, he decided to rob a bank. So he goes into the bank, and he writes in highlighter a demand note that says, be quiet and give me the money. Don't say anything until you give me the money. Now, he wrote this on the back of his birth certificate. So he was caught immediately.
What? On the back of his birth certificate?
Baloney. That's not a real story.
Yes, it is.
Why is he walking around with his birth certificate? Why is that the only piece of paper he can obtain?
Chris, I'll send you this so you can see the mugshot, and you won't be asking the question once you see the mugshot.
Why is that the only piece of paper that he has?
I don't know. Why is he writing the demand note in highlighter? Why is proving a point with his girlfriend robbing a bank?
Don't believe it. I don't believe that story at all.
That's a Redbird winner. He's also a Cardinal fan, probably. Two balls, two strikes. I like this.
I need a piece of paper for this ransom note. What do I have over here? Here we go. Don't need this.
My birth certificate.
Here we go. I don't need this. What good is it for?
Oh, my God. What a story.
What?
So, all right, so is that? Is there one more?
There is one more. Ticketmaster and Live Nation are facing a antitrust investigation and suit from the Department of Justice after overselling Taylor Swift presale tickets to the point they had to cancel general public sales last weekend.
Damn.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is bad. Okay, so... Again, we put this up at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. You can vote for who had the worst weekends. If I had to choose, why do I think it's the guy with the birth certificate?
Yeah, if it's real, I don't believe it, but that's a pretty bad weekend. I do like the idea. I'll show you. Let me go rob this bank.
But then what about Shay, though? Shay is still dealing with his teeth, though. I think for the sympathy vote, I'm going with Shay Norling.
It might ruin my Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, see, that's the worst.
Wow. Imagine going to Thanksgiving dinner, you can only eat the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough break. If that's the case for you, that's going to be awful.
Is that
the news you're expecting today?
Sort of, yeah.
Really? You think he's going to say you can't eat? You're going to be on the milkshake diet for the next month?
I think what he's going to say is you have a dry socket, you have to be very careful with it, and then the silver lining will be the incredible painkillers that he gives me.
Oh, my God.
That could be good. It'd be enjoyable.
Now time for the Captain J Hood cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
How would you say that? The booty pick?
I love a good booty pick, baby. I saw this Instagram booty model and I said, like. And I said, uh-oh, I'm the coach of an NBA team. Better not do that, baby. But she did have a nice onion.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And we thank David Flom
for
the cut of the day. Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. So there you have it.
Jim in Crystal Lake, he wins the AEW tickets.
AEW!
Have fun, Jim.
Yeah, have great. Fun. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to our show. And you see, Chris, just like that, show's over.
Well, we're just getting started.
I know.
All right.
That's how fast we move.
Guess
here,
I'll
man.
Save some notes for tomorrow.
Yeah. That's how fast we go, man. Every morning from 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. We thank you for listening and calling in. We thank you for twitching as well. And don't forget, Chris, you're back tomorrow.
Yes, I will be with Tyler Aki tomorrow morning, 7 to 10, in for you and Cap right here on ESPN 1000.
Well, that is awesome. Well, you know what? We thank you, Shay. We thank you, Charlie. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, Chris, for sitting in for Cap. I'm Jonathan Hood. We will see you Wednesday. So long, everybody.
From Chicago.